in Rav Fis Yud Dalit. We should show the Lord some of that information. Should see a beat on his face, and the shadows will see on the Chag Yisrael. Somebody chopped his daughter, and the scientist sends him to a place that she will not be able to be shamed to her mitzvah. Take him to a monastery, or the like. Mitzvahs of their Chomer, with the Shad Bas Elosai, and feel your easy food for Gimel Pasoyis. Even though there's some opinions hold that to go more than three Pasoyis out of the Tchum, the Doraita is permitted. And Mr. Ruth says, even any of the Doraita, he has to drive in the car to get her back. He's permitted to do that on Shabbos, if it's necessary to do that on Shabbos to save her spiritual life. Even though you're not being Mechal Shabbos to prevent the person from doing another Aveira, but here, the Mechal Nei Shabbos is considered more stringent than being Mechal One Shabbos. So, he's Mechal One Shabbos, so that she should be Mechal Nei Shabbos. And Mr. Brewer says that this is talking about a case where she was not responsible for the fact that she was taken. But she was a Peshat, and she called it to cause herself to be taken by them. She started off with them, and took interest in them, and then they took her away. Over there, it's not supposed to be an avail to save her. So that, he says, yes, an ochanami cannot be obvious the right to save her, but if it's a drabonon, then he brings Acharin and Rav and others that say one can save her, even though she was peshat. So once again, if she was put herself into a position that they took her away, then one's allowed the obvious drabonon to save her. If she was not negligent, they came to her, they took her away, then you're allowed to be, or is it the right to save her? Not only are you allowed to, but that's the right thing to do. The Meister, this is talking about, even if right now the daughter is a Ketana, so we say, oh, she's not being Kam Shabbos anyway, because she's a Ketana. But the Meister, if you leave her there, she's going to be a Gdolim, she's not being Kam Shabbos. So therefore, that's a Sakhle El Jarab that is permitted in such circumstances. The Eloi voice is a Mechad, this is Gdolim Allah. If the person wants to be a Tzaddik, mistaken Tzaddik, and thinks he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos to save his daughter, there's a command him to do so. Like we said, Mr. Gru brings that if it's the issue of being over another Aveir or being Mechal Shabbos to prevent that person from being over the Aveir, then you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for any other Aveir. If it's a one-time Aveir, so Shabbos is number one. But if it's our situation, which is not an issue of one Aveir against another, but it's one Shabbos against many Shabbos, then one is required to Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Shin Zayi. Now we're talking about Yisurim on Shabbos that are totally betibur. The Dabar Dovah Shema Yei Dibuchah Shem Shabbos Ki Dibuchah Shechol. Yilkach Oso Loima Dovah Pleine Esa Lamocha Asfoy Pleine Esa Lamocha. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, I will do it tomorrow. Unless there's some special attire.
Yeah.
Even if the thing is also do on Shabbos Mejabonim, you know, to talk about, you plan to do it after Shabbos. Shabru brings that some say, even for Zvah Mitzvah, that you can't say, I will do an act of writing a Sefer Torah. So before you let him discuss that, make up with the Sefer about making an agreement to write the Sefer Torah. But you're not saying that I will write, you're just making agreement to do it. You say the word, I will do a Malacha, according to some opinions that it's also, but a whole bunch of our friends disagree with that, they say, as long as it's Zvah Mitzvah, you're talking about doing it by mitzvah that's acceptable on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Mishabu says, the Mai says there's no major need to do so. It's better to be machmir. And even if the mitzvah says that if you plan to write a Sefer Torah, not to say on Shabbos, I am writing a Sefer, I will write a Sefer Torah. If he's concerned that they're not talking about it, he may be misrasha, he may push it off and not do it at all. And then every host will have to talk about that type of Zvah Mitzvah on Shabbos.